don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, January 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, county convention tonight, 7 p.m. All precinct delegates must attend. If you're not a precinct delegate, please consider going. Critical for you to be there to witness what goes on at a county convention, to be able to join the party, pay the dues for the year, and check to see if you can be elevated to be a precinct delegate. County chairs put out what they call an apportionment report. Every township, city, village has representation for precinct delegates to represent their local community, neighborhood, subdivision as a precinct delegate for the Republican Party. If there's a vacancy that you can fill for your area after the county convention is over, raise your hand, get recognized by the chair, and ask to be elevated to be a precinct delegate for the next 2 years. Going forward, you'll get notices of calls to convention. You'll be able to participate. You'll be able to vote and decide who gets to go to state conventions. This is critical for you to be involved, engaged, to understand the inner workings of party politics at the lowest common denominator county level. You need to be there. Couple of follow-up text messages. Tom Walker, Cheryl Guy had the same Kamala Harris laugh, didn't she? Oh, you should see the video. If you want the video, text me. Let's go with NBC. If you'd like to see that news report, you'd like to actually see her face when she does that cackle laugh, text me NBC and I'll send you the link. Let's go with, let's see, who texted me? Who said that? I think it was it Dawn? Oh, Dawn and Carp Lake. I assume you may be trying to sending Vicky's letter by the way of MyPillow Mike Lindell, as his goal is to fix the voting. Absolutely. He's getting a copy of it. Let's back up. It wasn't Dawn. It was somebody else. Where was it? Man, I'm getting blown up with text messages. Let's see. Oh, Pat Inakiak. Awesome, proactive letter from Vicky in her Antrim County clerk position. She certainly has stirred them up at the Secretary of State's office in Lansing. Keep up the good work. Continue prayers for Vicky's health and healing. Thank you, Pat. Greatly appreciate that. Former Antrim County Commissioner Christian Marcus, who, by the way, his wife, Annette Marcus, Vicky hired to be her chief deputy clerk. I thought maybe Vicky should have added an invitation to President Trump, since Cheryl Guy in the NBC Nightly News story told President Trump to stay out of her county. Well, maybe Vicky should invite him to come to Antrim County. You know what? That's a great idea. Let's see if he gets her letter and responds to it and develops a relationship with them. Great idea, Christian. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number three. Still getting to text messages coming in from the previous segments. President Trump should write this executive order that Vicky has requested. Well, not only Vicky, but Sheriff Darleaf from Barry County has put together a similar type letter, also requesting a presidential executive order banning the use of these machines in future elections. Again, I say go back to the old-fashioned tabulators. They were very simple. They were scanners that read both sides of the ballot, would then tabulate the votes, and then be able to print out a tabulator tape at the end of the night. If you want to transfer that data from the machine onto a flash stick, a flash drive, capture exactly what's in the tabulator to a flash drive stick that you can take to the county clerk's office. Not just the tabulator tapes, but the actual electronic stick that can be put into the mothership at the county clerk's offices, transferring the data from the local township, city, or village directly to the clerk's machine, which then can be directly transferred to the Secretary of State. No manipulation. Chain of custody totally maintained throughout the process. And you can verify when the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, or the next Secretary of State posts the results for your county, you can compare their numbers that you sent to them against the numbers you have in your possession. Nothing was changed over the internet in intercepting the data, changing the data, and then sending it to the Secretary of State's office. Secretary of State posts your numbers on her website. You look at your data, your tabulator tapes, your flash drive spreadsheet, whatever it is you transfer the data into, compare to make sure they're correct. If they're not, you contact the Secretary of State and say, excuse me, but your numbers don't match our numbers. Full transparency, full accountability, simple, simple, easy peasy. Doesn't take a mental giant to figure out how to make our elections totally transparent and clean, safe, secure, and provable. No doubt, these are the numbers. Now, the only question comes into the numbers themselves. We're going to talk about qualified voter files. The wretched eagle, Traverse City Record Eagle, 3 weeks before the November 5th election, came out with a story where they looked at qualified voter files from various counties up here in northern Michigan. My own Antrim County, in their Record Eagle story, said that we had 124% of our adult population, adults, legal age to vote, 124% of our adult population was on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. Can anybody listening to my voice explain to me how you can get 124%? 24% more people on your qualified voter files than you have adults in your county. How does that happen? Bigger question, who are these people? Well, per the NBC Nightly News story, Vicky's statement in a letter to the editors said, I believe that we have dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County on our qualified voter files. If you stop and think about it, how does 124% of your adult population happen? Well, another component we're finding out, abandoned homes, and vacant lots in these huge developments. Lakes of the North, over there east of Mancelona, Star Township area. Well, guess what? Every buildable lot in that project has a street address. So what these Democrats have figured out, primarily Jocelyn Benson, Governor Whitmer, Dana Nessel, you take the address, you fill out a change of address card. Now you understand, these are vacant lots, people. There's no home there. There's no mailbox there. They are a vacant lot waiting to be built on. Many of them are up for tax sale foreclosure. People are tired of paying the taxes on them from when they bought them, and they're up for sale right now per our Antrim County Treasurer. Four pages of legal notices of personal ID numbers only that are up for tax sale. Well, what you do is you fill out a change of address for that address of that vacant lot. No house, no mailbox. You with me? And you put in another address as to where you want that mail, if any, that's sent to that address to go to a different address. You then go on through the Secretary of State's office or some other method of getting that address added to the qualified voter files so that they get a ballot mailed to somebody at that address. When the local clerk from Star Township mails out the ballot to that vacant lot, it gets forwarded to a person who then gets the ballot, fills the ballot out, puts it back in the absentee voter envelope, and mails it or drops it off at the Star Township clerk's office. The clerk, the local clerk, thinks this is all legitimate. I have Sally Jones at 123 Bluebird Lane in Lakes of the North, Star Township, Michigan. She requested an absentee ballot. I sent her a ballot. The ballot came back. The clerk doesn't know every single vacant lot, whether or not they've been built on recently or not. This is how they do it. And we know this is how they do it. And they know that we know that this is how they do it. Why do you think they sent that threatening letter to Vicky? We're on to you guys. And what happened on November 5th of 2024 was very simple, folks. Very, very, very simple. Donald Trump said it. Donald Trump mentioned it again yesterday, day before. Too big to rig. As the numbers started coming in, they saw the writing on the wall. By noon, I would guess by noon, on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, they knew the game was over. They had seen enough data to know that Donald Trump was going to kick Kamala Harris's butt. And there was no way that cheating in any way, shape, or form like they did in 2020 was going to save her. So they let her crash and burn. They didn't change Detroit's numbers to offset the 80,000 some votes Donald Trump won Michigan with. They didn't change them in Chicago, Illinois. They didn't change them in Atlanta, Georgia. They didn't change them in any other major Democrat urban city. Maricopa County, Arizona. The list goes on and on. Madison, Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They didn't do it like they did in 2020. And as a result, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won the national popular vote. Donald Trump won an Electoral College landslide, 312 to 226. And Donald Trump has a mandate. Donald Trump has a mandate. Donald Trump has a mandate that he is going to now carry out and execute for the American people. And you know what? The left, their heads are absolutely exploding. These people are freaking out. And it's about time. We took our country back. We took our state legislature back in Lansing in the House. And we are going to continue this momentum, folks, in 2026. What we need to do, though, is we need to be engaged, informed, educated, and the information you get from this show that you share with others, the best place for you to be a storyteller is at your county parties. The monthly meetings, starting tonight with the county conventions. You need to go and talk about and share the information that you learn on this show with them. Because so many of them don't listen to the show. It's okay. Even though all they have to do is go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, and listen on demand anytime they want. Whatever. The bottom line is this. We need to get people engaged to continue the fight for 2026. We cannot let down as far as turnout goes and have a low turnout in the midterm elections. We need to make sure that we get the same amount of turnout that we just did on November 5th. We need to do that in November of 2026. We need people excited about the candidates that we're putting up. There's going to be some new state senators. There's going to be a new governor. There may even be some new state reps. This is critical. Also, Gary Peters announcing he's not running for re-election in 26. We're going to get a new U.S. senator. Totally open seat. Folks, we got to do this. And it all starts again tonight. You have to understand the process. You need to be part of the party. You need to pay dues. You need to help them raise money. You need to volunteer. You need to be engaged starting this year. This is a process that we absolutely need you guys to be part of. And share all this information with others. Because here's the point. Here's the biggest point of all this. As excited as we all are over things that are happening in Washington, we need to be that enthused about what's going to happen in Lansing starting January of 2027. That's what we need to do. Because if we don't do it, Michigan is going to absolutely continue down this liberal progressive path, and we will become California if we don't get the right governor, state senators, and reps elected in 2026. Got a few stories pulled up to end the last half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.